Welcome to Not Another Marketing Podcast, where I'm talking to Aaron Richmond, who's responsible for SEO at High Speed Training, which is a UK-based online training provider. Now, we talk about three things that everyone should understand about SEO. Thanks for downloading. Now, this episode is perfect for anyone who's trying to optimize their own website for the search engines. We talk to Aaron. He shares lots and lots of advice about how anyone can help their website perform a bit better in the search engines. We talk about things like content and keywords and backlinks and lots more. Now, you can find Aaron on LinkedIn, and the website he manages is called highspeedtraining.co.uk. That's highspeedtraining.co.uk. Check out all the links in the show notes. Can I quickly mention as well that Not Another Marketing Podcast is totally ad-free. Love it if you could just give the pod a quick shout on social media, subscribe via your favorite podcast app. Check out the links in the show notes. Okay, now the first thing I asked Aaron was to define what SEO really is.
So I think SEO for me, I suppose, well, in terms of actually the acronym itself, so search engine optimization, I suppose the way I kind of see SEO and how I think people kind of classically look at SEO is giving your website and your product the best chance of ranking number one in Google. I think that's what people want from SEO as the as an outcome. And I think, but, you know, it's very different from that as well, in the sense that, you know, if you have something, a very, very specific product, if you have something that's very, very niche and there's not much competition, it's probably going to be very, very easy for you to rank number one, in which case your search engine optimization efforts are probably going to be pretty minimal because you might have the only product available. But if no one's really searching for that product, then it doesn't really matter if you rank number one or not. So I think SEO for me is ranking high or trying to rank as highly as possible in competitive market spaces where there are more than one person offering that same kind of product or offering that same kind of content, offering that same kind of advice, and trying to compete amongst them through search engine optimization efforts that you can perform on your website to try and give it the best chance.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because I spoke to somebody yesterday who's getting 10,000 hits a month on their mm-hmm. website and they're not making any sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, where is that traffic coming from? So it's mm-hmm. in a way, like you say, it's easy to rank for something, but do people want that? Is that what they're actually asking for? Can anyone optimize their website? Do we have to go and spend fortunes on SEO experts and content marketing and copywriters and web designers? And can we do this ourselves if we're a small business?
Yes, I think absolutely. I'm self-taught, essentially. So a lot of what I know about SEO has come through just trying it on the website that I work on behalf of, High Speed Training. But a lot of the information that I learned how to do that was just free resources online. So I think, as you're absolutely right there are a lot of paid resources and people who are going to say that they're the best or they're the only option to get you very high, but there's so much of information available online as to how to do that, and information that's available for free as well. But I think the important thing is that any business can do this, because any business should be offering something that that is unique, has a value proposition, is a product that is slightly different or very different or different in some kind of way. That company is doing something different and something that other companies aren't doing and offering a different kind of experience. And I think every company should be in a position where they can explain that through their website. And then it's just kind of knowing the, I suppose, not the tricks as such, but just the technical aspects of a website that mean that that information is best explained for a search engine, for a machine to understand that information. So then it gives you the best chance of ranking for the kind of queries that you want to rank for.
I suppose one of the things where you would go and hire somebody to do the job is if you literally don't have time, because a lot of this work mm-hmm. is quite time consuming, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So if you're a small business and you're running a business and you might be a plumber, so you might mm-hmm. be out sort of like 10 hours a day plumbing. Yeah. You're not going to have the time to be able to sit there and write all that content and build your website. No, exactly. Yeah. So what's your first bit of advice? Come on then, give us that first little bit of advice.
So I think my first bit of advice for any website, and as you say there, if you are a small plumber, you're working a lot, But you want to try and improve your digital presence. You want people to try and find you that little bit easier. You want to kind of generate some new leads for your business. I suppose my first piece of advice there would be to punch at your own weight. So the kind of queries that you maybe want to be going after aren't going to be plumber UK or best plumber in the country. You know, what you're not trying to be is, you know, the best plumber in the world. What you're trying to be is the best plumber. And let's say, so I'm based in Leeds. Let's say best plumber in Leeds. But then let's maybe say that when you put in those kind of searches into Google, what you're seeing are some websites that are a lot better than yours, a lot more, clearly got a lot more pages, a lot more content, plumbers who've been around for a long time, or businesses that offer plumbing services that have been around a long time in Leeds. So, okay, well, what about the specific area of Leeds that you're doing your business in, or that you've got a lot of business in? So maybe even go smaller than that and plumbers around Bramley, plumbers around Pudsey, plumbers around Rothwell, and kind of actually zone in specifically on the area that you work at, if that's the kind of size business you are. If you're a bigger business and can maybe compete for those kind of keywords, and you do offer services all around Leeds, and maybe you own a plumbing company with 10 plumbers, then maybe that's when you can aim for those kind of bigger keywords, and then maybe it's plumbers in Yorkshire or things like that, and the business can scale out and you can target a lot more areas. But I think that's, for me, what a lot of businesses think is that they can go for those big keywords right from the start and try and rank for really big money, the kind of big searches that people make that have been made in high volumes by a lot of different people. And they think they can try and go for rank and rank for those keywords right from the bat. But as you say, if you don't have a lot of time to work on your website and to work on content, you need to make sure that time's been spent effectively when you do work on it. So making sure that you're targeting the kind of keywords that your business could reasonably rank for is where I would say to start.
How do we find out what keywords and phrases to use? What's a good sort of like technique to figure this out?
So I personally, the way I kind of like to look at this is, there is there was a Chrome extension that you can just add to your Chrome browser, and it used to be free, but it's now a very small cost is related to it. But it's a tool called Keywords Everywhere. What this will do is that once this extension is active on your browser, what it will do is when you make searches in Google, so just as you're used to doing yourself, so it's not a tool or anything like that that's completely outside of what you'd be used to, the extension will tell you how many monthly searches that search gets, and that information is pulled directly from Google's AdWords information. So it's about the most accurate information that we as SEOs have access to, really, because that information is coming directly from Google. And they're going to tell you, it'll say how many searches that roughly gets a month. And because you're searching within Google itself, what you'll also be able to see are the kinds of searches that are being put forward by Google. So let's say it's plumbers in Pudsey. You'll be able to see what kind of plumbing websites are being recommended. You'll be able to see how those websites are kind of formed. So is it a local search listing? Is it being pulled up on a map? So it's showing you the actual location itself and then showing you where these plumbers are based around. So it kind of, all that information is giving you is not only the kind of keyword for you to be targeting, but also what kind of information you're going to require to have on your website that's going to give you a chance to compete.
Is it a good idea to listen to customers as well and clients, to kind of like listen to the questions that they ask and assume that those sorts of questions are being typed into Google as well?
I think massively, yeah. So I think that's a really, really good point, because it's easy to think of for something like plumbers, or, you know, you're at the core of your business, it's easy to kind of think of maybe those kind of keywords to put into Google. But I think a lot of the time, what you want to be also trying to do through your website is writing content or producing content or trying to solve problems for people. And a really good way of how you get those problems is from speaking to your customers. You know, I think such a valuable, such a massively untapped resource is just speaking to people, seeing what they're doing in their lives, seeing what problems they're having. And, you know, let's say that in a plumbing company, to keep going back to it, but let's say there's a consistent problem that's happening with people's pipes, or a consistent issue. Well, you could then search for that issue within Google, and using a tool like Keywords Everywhere, you'll be able to see how many searches that's getting. So you'll actually be able to say that your customers, if they're giving you the idea, and then through a couple of just quite simple tools, you'll be able to see exactly how those problems are being asked, how people are asking Google about those problems, how they're wording it, how they're phrasing it, so that then you can make sure that if you produce content or try and answer those problems, you can do it in a way that's best for a search engine as well as for users.
I think that leads us on to your second point as well. Tell us what that is.
So yeah, I think the importance of content on your website. So I think that something that's very, very underrated or understood from small business certainly is how Google can start to see your website as an authority, or start to understand what your website is an expert or is a leading company, or where your expertise lies. And a big way of how Google understands that is through content and web pages and things that are on your website. So continuing on this plumbing angle, if you just make a website that's maybe just one page, a home page saying, hey, I'm this person, I live in this area, and I've had this experience in plumbing, Google's gonna say, okay, that's great, but I've got another plumbing company here with 10 pages that's answering a few problems for customers, and they're saying that they've got this experience. These guys look like they've just a bit more experienced than you are. They look like a better fit, so we're going to put them higher than you in the search rankings because they understand more about that company. They've got more web pages and more content and just more written information that Google's able to interpret and then use them to serve them higher in the search positions. So content is massively, massively important, because not only can you rank specific content, so maybe you can solve problems for people that increases the brand awareness of your business. So if someone's searching for how to fix their pipes, they find your company, they see that you're a plumber. Oh, that's great. I'll remember them next time I have a more serious plumbing issue or anything like that. So you can use content to raise brand awareness. But more importantly, what that piece of content is saying to Google is, hey, these guys are experienced in this aspect of plumbing, this aspect of plumbing, this aspect. And it builds a bigger picture in Google's mind of exactly what kind of business you are, the scale of your knowledge, your expertise. And all of those things help factor in Google ranking your business as highly as possible for the kind of queries that you want to rank for.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, but so like trying to become a leader in what you do. But if you're a plumber in Leeds, you don't want to become a leader in plumbing of the world.
No, you
just want to become a leader in the plumbing in Pudsey or in
Absolutely.
Your little local area. Yeah. So it's kind of looking at the individual questions that people ask around. And I've spoken to a number of people in the past, is that there's a lot of words and phrases that are specific to certain localities as well. Like you call different, you know, up north, like with you, you call it, a bread roll is a barn cake, right?
Yeah, or a bath or a bread cake, very different.
Where I come from, just outside Birmingham, it's called a bap.
Or it's
a cob. But it's kind of understanding the words and the phrases, I think, that people use when they're looking for what you do and what you sell. Would that be right?
Absolutely. And I think that's a really, really massive point there, is understanding exactly what kind of things that people, how people are framing these things, what kind of terms people are using. You know, for quite an interesting one for us, for example, is we have a PPE training course. So
right.
It just teaches people how to use personal protective equipment.
Sure.
And, you know, when you're kind of doing like some keyword research around that, you might think that PPE training and PPE course are the same thing.
Yeah.
One or the other, they're going to show the same kind of results. But that's actually not the case at all, because PPE training, yes, is what people might commonly search for personal protective equipment. But a PPE course is politics, philosophy, and economics. And what people are searching for is the course at Oxford, at Cambridge. You know, and it's more of a university course. But without actually doing that research and looking within Google yourself, you might put all your effort into trying to optimize for PPE course, only to find that, Google's never going to rank you, because that's not what people want from the query. So I think searcher intent and understanding what people want and how people are framing things, is massively important.
So do you think actually talking to your customers and writing down those questions is a good idea, so that you've got them?
Absolutely, yeah. The more information you can get from your customers, the better understanding you have of your users, your customers, anything like that, it's going to give you a far better, it's going to arm you far better when you come to optimizing your website, because you're going to already have a better understanding of one of the key areas of SEO, which is search user intent. And I think the more you know about them is going to help set you up massively for when it comes to your search engine optimization efforts.
Yeah, I think if we go back to the plumbing thing again, you might be searching, you might be in Pudsey in Leeds or something, mm-hmm. and you've got a burst pipe and that, and you think to yourself, I can fix this myself. Yeah. I can do this. And then you go searching on Google how to fix my burst pipe, and then you figure out it's actually really, really hard. But just around that, there's the content that shows you how to fix it is also from the guy who will fix it for you. So when you realize it's too hard, you'll hire them to... Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the content is cool. Right, cool. So what's the third point then?
So I think the third point is just take your time. You know, SEO, search engine optimization, is a marathon, not a sprint in the majority of cases, especially for small businesses. You know, I think a big part of SEO is, especially now more than ever, it used to be that, hey, I've got a business, and if I just get enough links from different websites, maybe I can buy those links, or maybe I can do it this way, or I can try it this way. But if I just know enough tricks, if I can just put enough keywords on a web page and do enough tricks, that Google's going to be able to put me top of, I'm going to get to the top of Google, and I'm going to get ahead of maybe some more businesses that are actually probably a little bit better than mine, a little bit more experienced, more authoritative, can do a better job than me, but because I've done all these tricks, I can get ahead of them. And Google is working harder than ever to make sure that that's not the case. Like your business really now needs to walk the walk as well as talk the talk. And I think that's a really important part, because if you're a small business, competing with larger businesses is always going to be difficult. And you know, you need to start off at a level that is appropriate for the scale of your business and what you can do really, really well right now. And as your business grows, so should your search engine optimization efforts. When you become a business that's more capable of satisfying search queries that are larger, such as plumbers in Leeds, where you can get out to these people in good time, you can do a great job for them, and you have enough people working in your business who can handle the level of volume of queries that you might get from those kind of search results. When you're at that level, that's where your SEO efforts should be. And you know, just making a web page that targets certain queries, it's not necessarily going to rank one immediately. You're not always going to just go straight to the top, but the more content you write, the more your web page, the more information you're feeding to Google, to search engines, it's going to help all the other pieces of content rank higher as well. It's going to bring up the whole website, and that's when you can start getting into those positions to rank for the bigger money, the bigger volume queries. But yeah, it definitely takes time, and it takes a consolidated effort over, you know, months, a year, years. It never really ends if you want to consistently compete at that level. So I think that that's a big thing for me, is that, you know, it takes time, and you've got to put that time in.
I think it's good in a way to think of Google not as a computer, but think of Google as your customer.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you're actually doing is you're creating something, not necessarily for Google, you're creating something for your client and your customer, which they will like and will be of interest to them, I think. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot about ranking fluctuations and things like that, people going mm-hmm. up and down in the rankings. This is something, I was at number two last week, and this week I'm on page 10, and then the next week you're... What is all this about? Why does this sort of thing happen? Because this is something I hear a lot.
Yeah, so ranking fluctuations, well, I mean, I think this is another thing. You know, you spend all that time trying to get to number one, you finally get there, and then Google's changed its algorithm, and suddenly you may be back to square one, or it can certainly feel that way. I think what happens there is Google is trying to make its product better. Google's always trying, at least this is what Google's saying about this anyway, but Google is always trying to make it so that the results that it's serving to users are the best ones for those queries. So and it's feeding its algorithm all the time with different information. So you can, you know, you hear things like, well, links are a big ranking factor. Well, no, it's content that's a, you know, and it's EAT now. So it's expertise, authoritativeness, and trust. And these are all ranking factors. And Google's algorithm is doing a million different things all at the same time. So that, you know, sometimes you might be down on one query, but you might be up in another area. The way that the algorithm is constantly going is to try and make it so that the best pages, the best websites, are the ones that are being served to users in the moments that matter to those users. So if you're suddenly down, it's a good idea to look at what's up, look at what they're doing differently to you. And it might not be something that you can immediately fix. It might not be something that you can immediately respond to, but it's going to give you an idea of what Google is is looking or trying to look at when it comes to the websites it's serving. So what I'm saying there is that maybe they've got more content on their page. So let's say you've got two identical products, but they're talking about their products in a way that you're not. They're communicating them a lot more information. Maybe they have more backlinks, so you can use tools like Majestic, for example, tools to see what kind of backlinks your competitors have. So you could look at their website, put that into Majestic, and say, well, they've got more backlinks than me, so maybe that's an area of my website I need to try and strengthen. That's the authoritativeness, the signals to Google that say, hey, this website is not only an expert, they're not just telling us they're an expert, but there are all these backlinks. These are votes of confidence from other websites that say, yes, these guys are the experts. And that's the authoritativeness signal that Google's looking for. So maybe that's an area to strengthen. So I think the fluctuations are going to happen all the time because Google, the algorithm is constantly moving. It's constantly changing. It's constantly shifting. And also, new websites are always being made. You know, just as, you know, you might be a small plumber trying to make it in Pudsey, there might be another one down the road from you who's trying to do the exact same thing. And maybe he's 6 months behind you in terms of his efforts, but he's trying to achieve the same thing. So again, that can be a reason why things fluctuate, is just new websites coming in that are maybe doing a better job than you. So I think there's a lot of reasons why that can happen, and I think the classic SEO response is that it depends, but I really think that is true because there are just so many aspects of the Google's algorithm that if you have been the victim of an algorithm change, then it really could be one of quite a few different things.
Yeah, and there's probably nobody at Google who actually understands the entire algorithm anyway, because it's so complex and so huge.
Absolutely not.
Exactly. Yeah, it's enormous. You mentioned backlinks, which is quite interesting, and I think the backlinks are kind of like other people's websites pointing to your website and that. And the attitude towards backlinks has always been like a numbers game, or it's always been I've got to get backlinks. What do you think is the best way to approach this sort of thing? Is it just about really promoting yourself more?
I think there's quite a few ways to kind of go about this. I think, let's say a small local business, I think there is a sense of self-promotion. There is a sense of trying to add value to so I look at my own website, look at High Speed Training. Anytime that we choose to use a backlink or link out to a resource, it's because that resource is important in making our content better or our website better. That resource is valuable to our users, and we think that we need to be sharing that with them. So I think that that's something that you need to be offering first and foremost. You need to not be thinking about, I need to get backlinks, but I need to be offering something that's of value to someone. And sometimes, especially for small businesses, they might not be able to find that content themselves just by searching for it. So you need to find those businesses. And you know, it's a tough back. I think building backlinks is very, very tough.
Yeah.
But let's say you are the plumber. You might want to be looking at websites that are promoting businesses around Pudsey or in small locations. You know, you might want to volunteer your services on behalf of maybe the local church or something like that, to where they might say, hey, thanks for that work that was done there. Anyone else that needs these services, visit this website, because then they've got a reason, you know, they've experienced your services and they've got a reason to promote you, because they know that, hey, you're a good person in the community. You've done a good job for us, and we're going to promote that. I think it's all about trying to find that value and try and provide that value for the areas that you can to get the votes, to get those backlinks from websites that are relevant to you.
And I suppose also setting up partnerships and things like that, looking at other companies and organisations that you can maybe partner with and help each other out.
Definitely, yeah. I think that's a really good way of gaining links for the website, gaining links for yourself. You know, looking to see where, you know, you can offer something to them, they can offer something to you. You know, that's, you know, a lot of people think that there's a real kind of phobia almost among, like, oh, I can't give out a backlink, or I can't put a backlink on my website. Because of concept like of link equity. So the way that Google's algorithm actually understands links, if you send one away from your website, you're essentially kind of sending your link equity over to their website. And I think there's plenty of evidence out there that suggests that that's not necessarily true. Like when you actually pass link equity to another good, solid website or another website that's doing things right, you know, Google sees that as, hey, you know, these are two authoritative websites who are doing things together or working, you know, it gives them that understanding that everything that business starts to do that's positive positive, you know, that can reflect on your business as well. So I think partnerships is a good idea, and trying to build as many of them. And I think that, though, you know, when you're kind of building partnerships, I think that extends beyond links also. But yeah, certainly that's a good way of doing it.
Yeah, cool. I could talk to you about links, particularly backlinks, for hours and hours and hours, because I think I'm a firm believer that Google actually destroyed the whole linking thing themselves.
Definitely.
Yeah, they did it themselves too, really. So Aaron, where can we find you? Where's your website, all your social media bits and pieces?
So I work on behalf of High Speed Training, one of the UK's leading online training providers. So that's just highspeedtraining.co.uk. In terms of me myself, I would say it's my LinkedIn profile that you want to be visiting. So I'm just Aaron Richmond on LinkedIn. So if you just search for me, you'll find me there. So that's just Aaron Richmond, not double A. I think my parents just spelled my name wrong, to be perfectly honest. I don't know where they got it from. But yeah, so it's Aaron Richmond. And find me on LinkedIn.
Lovely. I'll leave those links in the show notes as well.
Awesome,
Aaron,
thank you.
Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
No problem, John. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks again to Aaron for his time. Don't forget to check out all the links in the show notes. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode, you can subscribe for more on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player. Just search for Not Another Marketing Podcast. Thanks for listening.